And now joining us to start off the morning, we're going to do it in a first-class fashion with our guy Philip Dorsett from the Miami Hurricanes. Of course, you heard his entire career right here on 560 QAM, the home of the Hurricanes. Mr. Dorsett, how are you doing, young man? Wait a minute. Hold on. There we go. Do we got you? Oh, you're good? Oh, we got to give him more volume because there we go. Let me hear you. You're good? I don't – is it – try that one. Let me see here. Let's switch the headphones here.
You hear me now?
Nah, right there, see, yeah. There we go. There we go. I like it. All right, man. So you're looking good out there. You know, you're yesterday was the first practice for you guys, and you practiced out in Daphne, which I thought that was the cool place because you'll do it at Ladd's Peeble today, but out there they only do it once a week, and okay. So you guys were able to go out there and do your thing. How was your first day of practice here at the Senior Bowl?
Oh, yeah, it was really good. I mean, just trying to get acclimated to the process, coming out here, just going out here, just trying to practice as hard as you can, show the scouts what you got.
Yeah, and the process of being a draft pick, all the interviews. Mm-hmm. I mean, yesterday, well, maybe over the last 2 days, right, you've had a series. How many interviews have you had, Philip, already?
Oh, my God. It's almost all the teams. But, I mean, it's a good process. I mean, it's better to be here than not being here. So I'm just glad and I'm thankful that I'm here.
Is it important for you to stand out above everybody else that's here? Is that what you're trying to do?
Yeah, of course you want to stand out as a player, but like I said, it goes back to just going out there and practicing, giving it your all, and making sure the scouts know that what you're capable of.
What are you hearing from NFL people right now about what you're doing out there?
From everybody I've heard, they said I had a great first day.
Yes, so, you did, by the way. Yeah, I was there, but go ahead.
Yeah, no, I met with a lot and a lot last night, and they talked about the first day and talked about how much better route running I'm that they know that I'm doing better than they seen during the year, because I didn't really run routes during the season though that much, and of course my speed, they love that, so that's a lot, that's something that I really can't teach, so of course a scout's gonna love that.
And obviously speed is speed, you mm-hmm. can't teach that, but you know that at the next level it's not just about speed, you're gonna have to be, you know, that's what I think I like about you already, that you're saying I gotta prove them that I can run routes, because mm-hmm. at the next level you want to start setting cornerbacks up from one play to another.
Definitely. That's something that I'm working on out there every day, and I know that for you to play in the NFL, you gotta get off man-to-man coverage, man-to-man press coverage, and that's something that I work on every day. So it's nothing that I can't do that I'm willing not to really let them really try, and I'm gonna go try and do whatever it takes.
You're not a big guy, so what do you do for that next level when you're got to deal with press coverage and you're gonna have to deal with guys that are bigger and faster at the next level? That hey, a lot of guys are gonna be able to handle your speed. Yeah, you're gonna be able to get behind defenses at times, but you know at the next level that talent is a whole different ball game. Are you working on something to make sure you're better getting off the line at the next level?
Yeah, just using your feet and your hands more. I mean, just knocking that hand down when they shoot it, and kind of get the corner off balance, and then using your speed so you can stack them. So that's a work I'm really working on.
And let me tell you, I've covered the Dolphins for 23 years being in the business down in Miami, mm-hmm. and you're being coached by, I would say, one of my 10 favorite coaches that have come through the Dolphins, and that's Jerry Sullivan, the wide receivers yep. coach. I think he's an excellent wide receivers coach. You know, he's been with several teams. I wanted him to stay down in Miami, man, because all the Dolphin receivers loved him. But tell me, how's it like been with Jerry the last couple of days?
Oh, he's a great guy. I mean, I already heard about him because Allen Hurns, that's his coach in Jacksonville. He talked about it, and he knows everything about the receiver, and he knows a lot more than a lot of guys I've been coached by. So, I mean, it's an honor being coached by him.
I walked up to Jerry Sullivan last night, and I go to him. So how'd the season go? And he goes, my best receiver was the guy from your neck of the woods, Allen Hurns. And then I turned to him and I said, I think the best receiver you have right now here at the Senior Bowl is another guy from Miami, and Philip Dorsett. And he was, yep, I mean, he's looking good. I really like what I see out of Philip. So he's one of those guys that's going to push you, right? Oh, yeah. I mean, what? Give me an example of already what he's done over the last 2 days.
Oh, definitely. I mean, he'll come up to me after practice, before practice, just telling me, just giving me the ins and outs of the game, press coverage, and just making sure that trying to be perfect out there. I mean, if I do something that's really good, he'll still try to critique it and try to get it to be perfect. because he doesn't accept mediocrity.
Yeah. So how's it been like your first? Is it tough to start to take the field with quarterbacks you haven't played with? Is that a difficult process for the receiver quarterback combination? Because for me, that's always the toughest part. It looks like the first couple of days of practice.
Yeah, it's a little difficult at first. I mean, being with a guy that you don't really know, you didn't have to really throw him with. So they got to get acclimated to your speed and the way you run routes. But I would think after the first day, they should get a little used to you. And after the first and second day, you should really be on page.
We're talking with Canes wide receiver Philip Dorsett, of course, ready to make the jump to the NFL. Philip, by the way, did the Dolphins already ask for an interview?
Yeah, definitely. I met with a GM.
Dennis Hickey?
Yeah, 2 days ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, how did that meeting go?
It was good. It was really good. I mean, just asking all the preliminary questions. And I think I passed. It was a really good meeting.
I know you passed. I don't know if you were on the Dolphins. I don't know if Ryan Tannehill can hit you downfield. but you know, obviously everybody can use your speed. Now, when you look at your skill set and you look around the league and you say, okay, what offense would I like to be a part of? Just throw it out there.
I like Pittsburgh's offense. I like New England's offense. And
how about the Eagles?
Yeah, definitely. I like the Eagles' offense.
Because they lost DeSean Jackson. I'm already thinking, definitely. You know, they lost DeSean Jackson. They need a speedster. You know what I mean? If Kansas City had a guy that could throw it deep, then I would like the Kansas City situation. Yeah. But receivers don't catch touchdowns in Kansas City. So, if the draft card says Kansas City, you're going to have to look and go, wow, I'm not catching a lot of touchdowns. You see what Ben Roethlisberger does.
Oh yeah,
that's a fun guy to play with.
Definitely, he's one of my favorite quarterbacks to watch. You know, him and Tom Brady, those guys, they do whatever they can to get their receivers the ball. And Green Bay too, Aaron Rodgers, they do whatever they can to get their receivers the ball.
What do you when you look at receivers in the NFL now? Is there a guy you look at and you say, that's the guy that has kind of my game? Or I've got a game like his. Mm-hmm. Let me see what he does so it maybe helps me to translate to the next level. Is there a couple of those guys that you look at, or one guy at least?
Like guys like DeSean Jackson, T.Y. Hilton, Antonio Brown, and one of my favorites, Dez Bryant. He's a lot bigger than me, but he's an animal.
You know, the guy you mentioned that's interesting is T.Y. Hilton, because mm-hmm. I've been so impressed with T.Y. Yeah. I liked him going into the draft, but I was concerned because he wasn't a big guy. Mm-hmm. So I thought he would be more of a number three. Mm-hmm. But, man, in Indy, he's at times been the number one. At times he's been the number two. He's taken on a heavy load, so his body has put up with it. What are you doing to make sure? Because you're not a big guy, so you got to make sure you take care of yourself, because the next level, you know, you don't want to suffer any injuries. You want to try to be as healthy as possible.
Yeah, I'm a gym rat. I like to be in the weight room all the time, doing whatever I can to get the edge on my opponent. And I work with Coach Swayze a lot, and he tells me whatever I can do, because he's been through a lot. He's told Santana Moss is the guys that similar build to me to help them get the edge on their opponent. So I'm a gym rat. I do whatever it takes.
That's awesome. Philip Dorsett from the Miami Hurricanes joining us here on the Big O Show. Has this been a little bit of therapy for you now, this whole process, because – you had such a rough football season in the regular season. Is that a little bit refreshing now that you get to turn the page now and kind of get past the rough season that you guys had?
Yeah, I would like to say. I mean, there's a lot of things that didn't go our way that could have went our way during the football season. But, I mean, just trying to look past that now. And, my dad always told me, you got to go on to the next one. I mean, can't really do nothing about the past, but just got to make sure you have a bright future.
You know, you did your best while you were there. It wasn't, you know, your issue. Is it tough for you to see what's turned? Like, I can be honest with you, Philip. I'm pissed with the program right now and where it's going, the direction. I don't see, you know, I don't see the coaches making a difference right now. And so when you start to see all the negativity around the program and people not happy with the direction of the program, what's your reaction to that?
I've always been a guy to like kind of block all that stuff out, because because when I was still there, and I had to play. There's nothing I couldn't do. I couldn't get mad at the coaches. Couldn't really take anybody's side, because at the end of the day, I'm still playing these games. So I just hope they have a great. I know I have faith in some of the coaches there. And
some of the coaches there.
Yeah.
So what is it about the that group right now that it's not, you know, it's not working. It's not coming together. If it's only some, what's going on with that?
No, I'm not gonna say so. I feel like Coach Golden, with some of the choices that he's made now and what he's doing right now, I feel like this program can be up on the rise because he's made a lot of changes between last year and this year's team. And because I'm still close with the team, I'm around a lot because I work out there. And he's really trying to change the culture around here. He's trying his hardest. And I feel like once the players buy in, it's gonna be special. It's gonna be a real big turnaround.
Can you give me a couple examples of what's happened over the last year that you think will translate into turning the program around?
Yeah, because in this off season, he's really tuning about getting the players better. Players like he's treating us a lot like he wants the players to get stronger. Like he's doing a lot more things and getting a big initiative and players getting stronger and not really feeling like they're there all around, like all year, because usually we used to feel like we were there all year and it was kind of draining. But now it's on the players now. It's all on them. I mean, I can't say it's on the coaches because it really hasn't been. It's on us. It's on the players. And whatever they have to do to turn it around, they have to do it.
Well, and I think some of the frustrations has also been on defense, mm-hmm. that on defense you were playing that zone, mm-hmm. and guys weren't able to play man, and guys weren't able to use their athleticism. And then on defense, did you hear Anthony Chiclo's comments after the East-West Shrine game?
Oh, yeah, I heard him.
Yeah, you know, and so because he played in a 3-4 and he goes in a 4-3. Mm-hmm. I was at the East-West last week.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I watched the week practices, and Chiclo had a much better game playing in a 4-3 than a 3-4. And so what do you say to those folks that think that this coaching staff is not allowing the players to be themselves a little bit and play mm-hmm. to their personality and play to their strengths at times?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would like to say, I mean, Coach D'Onofrio, he has a scheme, and that's his scheme. So if you're going to come to the University of Miami, you got to get ready to play his scheme. That's just how it is. So, I mean, I'm not gonna sit here and say much about it because I didn't play defense.
Right.
And like you out there, you still got to play. You still got to play the game. You still got to make plays. So no matter what, you just got to go out there and make plays. Whatever your positions, whatever it's called for you to do, you got to do it.
Philip Dorsett, wide receiver for the Miami Hurricanes, joining us here on the Big O Show. And I'm sorry, I have to ask you that because obviously every Canes fan, I know, and I hate to put you in that position because I know it's tough to talk about, you know, your former coaches mm-hmm. as you're trying to move into the NFL, but you feel the passion and the frustration from everybody because
yeah.
I know it starts with you guys, yeah. obviously, because you guys didn't want to end up with 6 wins this year.
Yeah.
You know, so it's what was the most – what's the thing that tripped you out the most from fans or media or anything of any of the reaction that you saw out there?
Fans tried to turn the players against players this year when I had sometimes having media interviews after a game, the media trying to turn us against the coaches, and that's just something I'm not really with. I mean, I'm always going to be on the coach's side because when it comes to being at the University of Miami, I mean, I can't be in nobody's dark house. I mean – That's just the way I am. I mean, I don't want to be looked at a different way by the coaches. So, of course, I'm going to do what they say because they're my coaches at the time. I'm going to do whatever they say.
Were you working out with Andrew Swayze? That's the only thing you're doing with Swayze? Preparing for the combine and all that good stuff?
Yeah, I work out with Swayze in Tuesdays and Thursdays. I'll go up to Boca and work with Chris Carter.
Okay, all right, cool. How many of the other UM players are working out with you there?
It's me, Denzel, Duke, Ryan. And that's about it. I mean, Coach Swayze, we got a pretty good load this year. I mean, we got some good guys, so some guys that didn't really want to go anywhere else and just wanted to stay and work out with him.
How cool is it that you're here with Perriman, with Walford, and with Gunter, and you know you got at least you know you got some familiarity there.
Yeah, it's cool. I mean, we with each other the whole 24/7. I mean, all us on the South team, so. I mean, it's just good to be there with some of your friends.
Is there another player that's on another that was from another school that was buddies of yours and you got to see him here at the South team?
Yeah, DJ DeJuan Smith from FAU.
Yeah.
That's another buddy of mine. I'm glad he got to come here. He's on the South team too.
Okay. All right. That's good. Yeah, we're hoping to have him on too and mm-hmm. And to bring him on to talk a little football. Hey, listen, Philip, we're going to try to catch up with you again in the NFL Combine.
Okay.
Keep kicking ass out there. Keep representing the U, man. I know you're going to be a stud at the next level. I know whatever team gets you, I know they're going to score big with you, man.
Oh, thank you.
You got it. There you go. That's Philip Dorsett, wide receiver for the Miami Hurricanes, joining us here on the Big O Show, and we appreciate it in a big-time way.